Good morning, Burton Hill. Welcome back. Well, I hope you had a glorious weekend. I know I enjoyed my time spent with my family, and I hope you did too. All right, we're looking at the date of the 19th of September 2016. It's a Monday. For the weather, it's supposed to be really nice outside. No clouds in the sky and a little bit of sun shining down on us. The lunch for today, you'll have the choice of chicken waffles or cheese sticks. If we can have everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. If you're in the hallway, if you'll come to a respectful stop. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now the Texas Pledge. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. If you can please remain standing and join me for a moment of silence. Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Today we will be starting back up our music in the morning. So directly following the announcements, we will have our music in the morning. So let's have a little announcement so we can get to that. First off, just a reminder, Burton Hill Elementary t-shirts and hoodies are on sale at this time. They are due. The order forms by the 20th of September. Also, if you need to check the sizes, we do have those in the office. Tonight, we have the Citywide College Night Program at the Ammon Carter Jr. Exhibit Hall. That is for everyone in Fort Worth, so this isn't something special just for Burton Hill. But if it's something that you are interested in, that is from 6 to 8 p.m. Again at the Ammon Carter Jr. Exhibit Hall. Just a reminder, we have on the 22nd, we have the Hazen Run, which is going to be quite an event. We are going to end up having to run that in two different sections. We'll run our 3rd through 5th grade students first, and then we will run our younger grades following that, and they will try to beat the time of Mr. Hazen at that point. This will be for safety purposes, though. We can't shoot out 136 kids in one shot. But along with that, we have the free dinner that night for the kickoff for our walkathon. Please remember, parents, that today is the last day to RSVP in order to get the free dinner. You can do that on the PTO website. Birthday shout-outs. We've got a lot of them. So, you see, it's your birthday shout, hooray. We're going to sing to you today. 1 year older and wiser, too. Happy birthday to you. That's right. Natalie Nolan turned 17 years old. DeAndre Go Lightly, 21. We had Eros Ilas, who's turned 17. Sebastian Perales, 15. And Rachel Carmody turned 23. Let me make sure I got everybody. It looks like that was everyone. So when your teacher says it's okie dokie to do so, come on down to the office and pick up your birthday pencil. All right. Our honorable character trait for this week is wisdom. Who among you is wise? Show by your good behavior. And remember, you know, we can learn a lot from our own mistakes, but the wise man... Oh, we had the bell ringing.
Mr. Hazen said he can do 2 miles.
All right. Oh, Mr. Hazen just in said he'll run 2 miles and run twice. So, whoo. All right, but back to the wisdom here. So an intelligent man learns from his own mistakes, but a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. All right, our music in the morning. The feature composer for this week is John Williams, and the name of the featured composition is Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope Cantina Band. This selection was composed from the original Star Wars film that premiered in 1977, Great story about Mr. Bigley choking on popcorn while he was there. He was so excited that I missed the whole first 15 minutes of the movie. But, you know, that's another story for another time. In the movie, it can be heard during the cantina scene where Luke Skywalker meets Han Solo. As you listen to this selection, try to imagine the scene where these two heroes meet. And we want to remind everyone that we can be all we can be because we are family. And we want to wish everyone a magnificent Monday.
Can we get somebody to cover QC? Will you take 44 from 49? How did they go about getting a homework paper form?